All right, let's move on. After giving birth, many new mums feel overwhelmed and exhausted. I know I did. Others, though, are itching to get back to exercise, especially if they were active before and during pregnancy. Of course, many experience all of these emotions at once. No matter what you're feeling, having a postpartum workout plan can help you feel better physically and emotionally. But what's the best way to return safely to an exercise plan after giving birth? And what factors should we be taking into consideration as new mums? For the next 15 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by personal trainer Nelly Fizzle, who is the founder of the School of Hot and the creator of the Physiology brand, to give us some tips. And I'm so excited because I'm such a fangirl of hers. I've been following her on Instagram for a while. Nelly, good morning to you. Lovely to have you with us.
Hello, my love. So nice to be here and hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, bless your heart. This is so exciting. I really am. I'm such a fan. Listen, let's talk postpartum exercise then. There is an awful lot of pressure, I think, unnecessary pressure, on new moms to snap back. That became the phrase. And I think it's a load of old rubbish. I think baby weight shouldn't even be a thing. It should be about your mental state and feeling good. However,
100%.
We know that exercise releases endorphins and can make us feel good. So let's talk about the benefits of postpartum exercise to start off with.
Okay. Well, you know, our bodies are basically biological machines, right? They're like computers and they get programmed for different functions. And when we're pregnant, our bellies expand and our hormones change and, you know, we become like a completely different machine. And when the baby comes out, how amazing is it that our bodies are just capable of reprogramming themselves? And you can reprogram your body using exercise. So benefits include like tightening up the loose skin, strengthening the weakened muscles in the abdomen, reducing or eradicating the cellulite. We're getting rid of the excess water and fat that we've accumulated while we were housing our baby. But like you said, most importantly is that exercise balances out the hormones.
Yeah.
So, and that's important for like, for your mood, for your energy levels, and like literally every single function of the body.
I have to say, you know, I've on and off over the years, I tend to either go full steam ahead with the fitness regime or I sit on my couch eating cake and watching reruns of Friends. There's not really a happy medium, which I think I probably need to get into. But I went back to the gym and I had a C-section. I went back to the gym after 6 weeks, and not because I wasn't trying to get back to a pre-baby weight or anything, because actually for me, the breastfeeding was kind of taking care of losing the baby weight. I just wanted to get out. And also, it was so nice to have, as much as I loved being pregnant, it was so nice to have my body back again that I kind of wanted to move it without this enormous belly and all that kind of thing. And also, it was just nice to kind of do something, you know, it was back but pre-COVID, where I could drop baby off in the creche at the gym. I could have a workout for 45 minutes and just be me, just be Sarah Jane without being, oh, I've got to feed a baby or do this. And it was more for my mental health, really, than it was for my physical health. Although, of course, the benefits were there for my physical health. I guess getting the go-ahead from one's doctor is important before we start getting on the treadmill and planning half marathons and stuff.
Yeah, of course. And I think what most women are worried about, like you stated before, was looking good, you know, going back to who they used to be. But it's so important to get the go-ahead from your doctor. And yeah, 6 weeks is the rule. I've had people come back much sooner after, like, a vaginal birth. Yeah, like, it depends on their body, obviously. But after C-section, which doctors are doing like crazy now, 6 weeks is the minimum. And then literally everybody's different. Some heal quicker and others experience a lot of trauma. And it can take like 3 to 6 months sometimes for other women. So, yeah, you have to be really careful with that. You don't want extra trauma, you know.
Yeah, so listening to your body is key.
Yes, just listen to your body. Moms know, hey. They can feel.
Yeah. And for me, I felt ready to go back for other friends of mine in my antenatal group. They didn't go back for a few months. What would be some of the signs then that mom isn't ready to start exercising again?
Okay, so if it's a C-section, it's usually the cut, right? They'll be hyper aware of the discomfort around the cut.
Yeah.
Some women feel they cut like years after giving birth. I have some clients who still feel they cut.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I say years. It's been 18 months, but I still feel it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hopefully, eventually, it does go away. My clients who have older kids, they don't mention the cut, but 5 or 6 years after, you know, you could still be feeling it.
Yeah.
Some women take tissue during their deliveries. Some people experience pelvic pain or discomfort postpartum. And then, you know, there's the more embarrassing things like the possibility of urinary leakage.
Yeah.
And that can be still long after giving birth. And yeah, and also diastasis recti. Did you experience that?
I don't know. And I think, Nelly, the reason I don't know is because my abdominal muscles, you know, I gave birth late also. I was 39 when I gave birth. I think they were long gone, to be honest. I think the eating of the cake and the binge watching of Friends had well long done away with any core that I might have ever hoped to had. So what is that? Just tell us what diastasis recti is.
Yeah, it's quite common. It's basically when the abdominal muscles separate a little bit too much. They usually say about a finger is enough, but sometimes ladies separate about two fingers. And often women who were training and have good musculature before they fell pregnant don't seem to have that problem.
Right.
So, yeah. So, like, I really recommend, because I'm seeing it more and more now. I don't see that diastasis recti so much in my older clients, but I see it now in my younger clients, which is weird. Mm. And I suggest to all women who want to fall pregnant eventually that they start their exercise program like well in advance, so that they don't get that separation, because that separation can like stop you from training for a while after you give birth. Because you need to let that heal first, like that.
And does it heal, Nelly? So it's not that it's permanent, or is it?
It can be permanent.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I've seen women that have gotten rid of it. Most of the women I've seen get rid of it, but it can take a while. And I think the sooner you get to it, the better. So the sooner you implement what you need to get rid of it, the better. Like, don't leave it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you something that helped me, and that was binding. Almost as soon as she came out, I started binding my stomach, and that really helped. If you're just joining us this morning at 12 minutes to 8 o'clock, we're joined on the line by personal trainer Nelly Fizzle. We're talking about postpartum exercise. If you are somebody who's had a baby recently or recently-ish, or you are pregnant now and you're thinking, okay, what's my post-baby, postpartum fitness exercise likely to look like, then you can stick around, and also, of course, send your questions in on 0725671567. Nelly, of course, is the founder of the School of Hot and the creator of the Physiology brand. We've had a question in from Candice in Wetton, who says, SJ, I used to be a real gym bunny before having my son 5 months ago. Now I can't even hold a plank for 10 seconds. Oh, you and me both. Please ask your guest about core strengthening exercises for new mums. Well, that kind of goes on to what we were talking about there with our core and abdominal stuff. What are some of the gentler, should we be planking once we've had, how soon after we've had a baby can we start planking and sitting up and doing all of that stuff?
So everybody hates planks, right? People who say
hate
they
them.
Love planks,
liars.
They hate them too. Yeah,
liars.
Right?
Yeah. Liars and thieves.
So that's because planks are so heavy on the core. So I would recommend not putting so much pressure on your core soon after you give birth. So doing gentle things, you can like train your arms, train your legs, doing things like that works your core at the same time. You know, if say for example, you're doing a bicep curl, keep a small bend in your knee, engage your core, breathe out as you lift the weight up. These are all things that are using your core. You're using your core for so many different things. If you got in and out of your car multiple times, that would be an exercise in itself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just basically, it's about learning how to be conscious of your core and then like contracting the abdominal muscles while you're doing anything. keeping your back up straight while you're sitting. You know, this is something that we don't practice. People are slouching, which isn't a bad thing, but we need to also practice keeping our spine erect. But I would stick with gentle exercises. Like I said, doing almost like a full body routine. If you want to do a plank, do the plank on your knees. You don't want to cause extra trauma to the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Talia's messaging, she says, thank you for having this conversation. You're welcome. I gave birth 11 months ago and I'm really struggling to get back into a regular workout routine. All I would say for that, and I'm not an expert, is don't be hard on yourself, because that first year when you've had a baby, it's really full on. It's like, you know, I mean, it's admirable women that are able to sort of get back into it. But I mean, just chill out and enjoy that first year, at least, Talia. Thank you for your message. SJ, I'm pregnant now, due in August, and still exercising four times a week. Please can you ask Nelly how long after having my baby it will take for me to get back to my pre-pregnancy fitness levels? That isn't that like asking how long's a piece of string, or is it?
Everything is easier if you've been exercising before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So people who have fallen pregnant with me, they were training with me and they fell pregnant, they always say that they had fewer complications.
Wow.
And getting back to training post-pregnancy was so much easier than before. So, I mean, if she is already training now, then things are probably going to be easy for her after the baby comes out.
Mm.
So she shouldn't have to worry too much about that. I mean, if you're training four times a week and you're pregnant, then you're doing really well.
That's amazing. I mean, one of the most important things for me was to just get some exercise when I was pregnant. And I wasn't sort of gymming four times a week, but I was taking nice long walks and I was swimming, and I found that really, really helpful. Do things like your age and fitness level affect a woman's ability to return to their pre-baby shape? Because I'll tell you what I noticed is that my body seems to be a different shape. Like there's different, it looks different. I mean, obviously it looks different because I carried a baby, but is it the fact that maybe I was a bit older that I'm finding certain areas tougher to snap back than others?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that can be a factor, but you should see some of the ladies that I've trained in their late 30s and early 40s who had also given birth. You know, they made me feel ashamed.
Really?
They would make teenagers feel ashamed, you know. And I think we need to throw away this outdated idea that genetics as well play a part.
Right.
I think that, more and more people are learning about the power of the mind and how it affects our bodies. And also, like what you said, don't put so much pressure on yourself, because that stress releases all those bad hormones. So exercise, but don't overdo it. Get deep restorative sleep whenever you can, which I know is a problem when you have a newborn.
Yep.
But this is very important. Drink clean water. Try and eat organic fatty meats and vegetables. And very important is stay away from stress. So situations and people that stress you out, because these will all lead to everything that I've mentioned now can help you to recover faster.
Yeah.
And then you can definitely go back to where you were pre-baby. But if you don't, it's not a train smash. You know, women are amazing, magical creatures. We give life. If we're left with a little bit of fat and cellulite and stretch marks, who cares?
I totally agree with that. I completely agree with that. Listen, we've got just a minute left, so just really quickly, Nelly, what are some of the best exercises? If you're somebody who is perhaps not had a pre-pregnancy or pregnancy exercise routine, but you do want to maybe start doing something, what are some of the best exercises or types of exercise that might be safe to try after having baby?
I like bodybuilding, and I know people are not expecting to hear that, but the reason for that is I feel like if you have the right trainer and you're not trying to go heavy, you know, you've got these decent weights, they can release such amazing hormones and they will help you tighten up so fast. And then the other thing is you have less chance of injury because you're doing more isolated movements as opposed to like jumping around, you know, possibly getting injured. So, you know, a lot of these functional exercises or CrossFit type stuff, they could injure you. So if you're doing more isolated, more stationary movements, you get a lot of benefit out of that. And obviously, at the same time, you're tightening up a lot faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic advice.
Pilates and yoga is also a good idea. I just wanted to add that.
I did that actually with my baby when she was about 3 months old. Plonked her on the mat and did some Pilates. It worked really well. Nelly Fizzle is a personal trainer and also the founder of School of Hot. You can find out more at the website, which is schoolofhot.com, and also the creator of Physiology. Nelly, a real pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was so lovely spending my morning with you.